Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and author extraordinaire, Larry Broughton, is in the house. Welcome.
Hey, Ron. Great to be back with you.
Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Larry.
Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Thank you. We are celebrating. I get overzealous here in my commentary. We're celebrating today. I saw the celebrations, and having beaten anorexia, I was on my way out the door. It's National Donut Day today. So, and, you know, one of the things that was one of my big downfalls, one of many, donuts. Friend Donna, National Love Your Red Hair Day today. Color the World Orange. Okay. Get a job day. It is a job action day as well. So we'll check out all of those for you as the broadcast goes on. Let's look at the markets, though, this morning. What is happening on that roller coaster? We've been watching them. They've been up. They've been down. Right now, up 151 points as I watch the markets for you. We're also looking at oil. Oil down 39, or up 39 cents a barrel. It'd be nice if I could tell the difference between red and green today, but obviously it's been a long weekend. It's Monday morning. Holy cow. Almost, the elections are almost over. I do notice my friend Harry is watching this morning. So one more day, buddy. It's almost done. But let's check at this. What's going on with oil, being that the oil prices are up? Now, you can tell there's a world of difference from where we've been in the past. In historically, if we would see what was going on in Iran, putting sanctions back on in Iran, we would see oil prices skyrocketing. But we're watching right now, oil's back down to $63.50 a barrel, up 36 cents today. It was up higher than that last week. Why aren't we seeing any changes now that the president is putting sanctions back on Iran? Well, I guess it's because it's called independence. Think about that. Now that we have a little bit of independence in the energy sector, I know Tom Steyer is not happy about that, but hey, you know something?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, he's a problem anyway, just a personal opinion right there. But oil at $63.54, unfortunately, it doesn't help much in California, because I did look at the oil prices here. On the national level, we're paying $2.761 per gallon of gasoline. At a buck, if you're in California, it's $3.75.2 for a gallon of gasoline on average. Unbelievable. But if you want to go and get cheaper gas, Alabama's at $2.49. I look over there at Virginia, $2.52. Missouri, $2.45.5. Are you noticing something here? A little bit of a trend. The states that are the lowest gas prices right now also, for the most part, happen to be states that are run by Republicans. I'm just saying it's just a trend that I notice. Trying to find, I know the cheapest place in the country is $2.43.7, but I can't figure out where the heck in Texas, $2.47.7. Maybe some of the immigrants are bringing gas with them. I'm just curious about that. Maybe not. But wait a second, I forgot. It's the oil-producing state that has the number one production state in America for oil. That's where you're going to get your cheapest gas. No, not California. I was talking about Delaware, right? 243.7. Do they produce any oil in Delaware? I highly doubt it. But that's where you get the cheapest gas. They probably have to truck it down to some refinery. Then they truck it back up to Delaware, and it's still cheaper. Then Taxifornia at 375.2. But hey, we could elect Gavin Newsom tomorrow, and maybe we can be at 475 by next year. Just a thought there.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that probably would be the truth if we elect him tomorrow. But the likelihood is he probably will be elected. I looked at the Real Clear Politics numbers this morning, and he's definitely on his way. But, you know, hey, California, you get what you vote for. So don't get upset about it. The only thing I've ever heard Alex Baldwin say that I agreed with was you have the choice. You get to go out and vote. You can make that decision tomorrow. If you want high taxes, keep voting the same way you're voting. I was just kind of chuckling this morning. And, you know, I've shared with you many times that I do require my kids to vote. As long as they live in my household, they must get educated. They must vote. And I felt a little distraught this morning because my eldest son said to me, "Dad, do you think the Republican has a chance of winning for the Senate in California?"
I got a bad feeling about this.
There's no Republican on the ballot. I'm not even sure that there's a Democrat on the ballot. We've got Dianne Feinstein. She's a loon. And was it De Leon, I think, is the other side. He's a socialist. So who do you vote for if you're a Democrat? You can't even vote as a Democrat in this state. I'm just watching the politics of what's going on. But that is where we are. So I thought this morning, being that we've only got one more day left of the campaign, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are excited that there's only one day. And I believe the mayor candidate for Anaheim, Harry Sadu, I believe is going to be joining us tomorrow. I've said that to you before. So hopefully he'll be able to come in and chat with us about his vision, because nobody wants to tell you this. And I'm going to throw this at him tomorrow. Don't tell him I said this because I think he tuned out. Anaheim is looking at a $10 million a year bill from CalPERS. $10 million. And there's only a couple of ways of getting that money. You can tax the existing businesses. You can tax the existing citizens. Or you can have these public-private partnerships, which the Democrat candidates don't want. They like the idea of saying, "Hey, you know something, Mr. Disney or Mr. Mouse or Mr. Hotel Owner? You know, we don't want you here. We'd rather have you go to Garden Grove right across the street because they'll give you the incentives to build. In Anaheim, we want to call that a handout." And one mayor candidate, a real genius, I'm not going to mention names, came up with the idea and said, "Well, we've just saved $267 million because Disney's not going to build their hotel." And I asked the question at one of the forums. They wouldn't answer me. My question at the forum was, "That's great. How do we spend that $267 million? And they said, "Oh, no, we don't have that money. We saved it because we're not going to give that to Disney." Well, wait a second. You saved the money, but you don't have it to spend? How does that work? Well, that's the concept. And I know that I just heard this, saw this news. We're going to get a bill. The city of Anaheim is going to get a bill. Every city is. Now, Santa Ana, they came up with a different way to solve their $10 million bill. They're going to raise the sales tax by 1.5%. That's on the ballot. Raise their sales tax so that they can cover this bill. Now, you tell me, is that what you want? That's your vote. That's your choice when you come to these elections. Would you rather raise the tax on your sales tax? That means you pay the bill. Or if you're in the city of Anaheim where you get a lot of visitors, you can say, "Hey, Mr. New Yorker, when you come here for a convention, we're going to have a hotel tax and you get to pay that bill." Think about that concept. And then we're going to split the money. It's not 50-50, but we're going to give the hotels an incentive to build here in Anaheim. And as an incentive, they get 70% of that tax rebated. And the city gets 30%. That 30% comes out to $100 million. Now, that would cover the $10 million a year bill that we're getting from unfunded pension liabilities. Think about that. Now, the other way we can cover that bill, it's pretty simple. Taxes. Raise your taxes. I don't like the second idea, but that's what your vote option is when we get to the elections tomorrow, unless you've already voted. Some of us have already sent our ballots in, so we don't have to worry about it. If I do step off the curb today and get hit by a bus, hey, I've already voted, so my vote will count. I'll be wearing my "I voted" button or sticker tomorrow morning. Let's look out. The other thing I wanted to chat with you about is your 401k, right? That is another big issue that will be affected tomorrow. What do you need to know? And I've shared this with you many, many times. I'll tell you again. The market will overreact. So Wednesday morning, one way or another, the market is going to overreact. Don't get too excited. Right now, I think the market's probably priced in the Republicans holding the Senate, the Democrats taking over the House of Representatives.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Mad Max will have her pen going, and God only knows what she'll be up to. Nancy Pelosi will try and make the whole country into San Francisco. But don't worry about too much. Now, if both sides go Democrat, I would say you better hold your ankles, because the market's probably going to drop about 2,000 points. Just my sense. And we get a slight increase in the markets if the Republicans take the House. And I'm going to say right here, right now, I think the Republicans are going to hold the House. I'm watching the Real Clear Politics, and the trends seem to be heading Republican. I don't know if it's too little too late, but we'll see about that. That's the direction, I believe. One other thing you may want to look at, I know that it's getting close to the holidays. We're already in the middle or the early part of November. Got about, 50 days left. Amazon has a gift for you. I don't know if you saw this. Amazon waiving the minimum purchase requirement on all orders during the holiday season, free shipping. So not just for the Prime members. See, before you had to spend $25 to get the free shipping. Well, they want to save you a little bit more money. I don't think they're looking out for you. I have a feeling that it's probably all geared for what's best for them and how they can get a little bit more market share. Now, you know, they noticed this came out. They announced this, I believe it was earlier today. It might have been over the weekend. Well, part of that might have to do with Jeff Bezos. He's got a little bit of a problem right now. You know, if you watch the stock's gone down about 500 points. Now he's probably only worth about $100 billion instead of $154 billion that he was worth a few months ago. Stock at $16.09 as we speak right now. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I'm going to chat about a new book that Larry Broughton brought in. Victory is the name of it, so we might learn a little bit. Larry is a retired military man, businessman, entrepreneur, and student of our economy. So we're going to chat with Larry a bit about these issues. We'll also talk about myths holding back home buyers and what is the average used car loan rate. We'll talk all about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our good friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. You just need to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star and get that fast pass loan approval. That fast pass loan approval, they're the only ones I know of that has it. And they'll also be help you save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. What is happening in the markets? I tell you this all the time. We've got two things going on here. When I look at the mortgage markets are driven. The only thing that affects interest rates on the mortgage market is the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Simple, right? All you have to do is watch that bond. You'll know exactly where the markets are going. The bond is up 8 basis points right now, which means interest rates are down just a little bit. Now, what is it that affects the 30-year bond? Well, everything. So it kind of gives you the indication there. The biggest issue is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That one right now is the yield on that down 2 basis points. We are at an inflection point. Because when I was telling you last week to watch out for that 319 level, well, we broke through the 319 level where the next area of resistance is 325. And then we're looking at from there, 363. Now, if we hit 363, that will be painful when it comes to your mortgage rates. Why is all this stuff happening? Well, it's the uncertainty of the markets. They don't like uncertainty. They don't like the uncertainty of an election. They don't like uncertainty of where the bonds are going. They don't like, look what's happening with Apple stock driving the market down. With the producer price index, that's been doing well. Every economic sign is doing well. Jobless claims, jobs reports are all doing well. Yet, unfortunately, we've got a president out there that has a bigger agenda. He's talking about immigrants instead of talking about an economy that is on fire right now. And the only thing we really have to watch out for is what is the Federal Reserve going to do and what happens if we go socialist, which is what a lot of the individuals are talking about from the Democrat side. Just the way it is, that's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So speaking of business, I don't know anybody that I could bring in better, especially with a lot of things going on right now in our community. Larry Broughton is with us.
Hey,
welcome.
Wow, that is quite the setup.
Well, right. I mean, because, you know, Anaheim's got all this stuff going on with the hotels, and you know firsthand how the hotel business works.
Yeah, we were trying to do a hotel there at the corner of Harbor and Catella. going to be a 224-room hotel, I think. And then the last, well, let's be real. It was a depression that we went into back then in 2008, not a recession, let's be real. And we ended up losing the project. But, so we were negotiating with the city on this tax rebate that you were talking about earlier.
Okay, so explain that rebate from the business person standpoint. Why would a business person, why is it so necessary for the from the business's standpoint?
Well, the most costly part of running a business or starting a hotel or building a building, any kind of building, is the upfront cost.
Okay.
Right, to acquire it. I mean, it takes millions of dollars just to put a shovel
sure.
in the ground, right?
Permits and
exactly
and architecture and all that,
all of it, plus all just the roadblocks and hurdles that you have to face with the city. Everything costs money,
right?
And then there's all the construction that goes into. Let's say you got 2 years, 2.5 years of construction. All that money is going out before any money comes in.
Sure.
And we're talking, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars. And so this, and frankly, the most difficult time of any business is the first 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
Right? Most businesses never even break even until year three. Okay. So you have to look at this as an investment in the community, right?
Right.
Because we're paying contractors, we're paying architects, we're providing jobs before any revenue comes in. And so all this does is take some of the pain out of this. It really is money that keeps the economy churning, believe
sure.
it or not.
Yeah, right? You have to.
And so what this does, this 70-30 split that you're talking about goes on for, you know, some years. This doesn't go on in perpetuity. This is not forever.
Right.
And so
now the tax goes on forever.
The tax goes on forever, but the rebate,
but
does,
the
not
rebate
go,
doesn't.
Does not go on forever. Right. At some point, and this is what's negotiated with the city, they start getting 100% of that transient occupancy tax. Okay, and so it's not a savings. I love how people try to change the definitions of words. We're saving $207 million. Now, that was money that never came in that you would have
right.
received had the project already gone forward.
Absolutely, and those job those projects bring a lot of people work. I mean, you've got all those the contractors.
Right.
Those are not minimum wage jobs.
No, they're good paying jobs. Most of them, those are union jobs, frankly. And so it always blows my mind when. There's conflicts in some of these markets regarding this. To me, it's a very simple simple concept, but there's so much disinformation that is spread about this. So it's sad because I think that these could have been great projects that were going to be built here in Anaheim.
Now, here's the I had a conversation with the mayor of Anaheim recently, or actually it was a while ago now.
Mayor Tate.
Uh-huh. And his comment to me was, that the businessman's going to do it anyway because it makes sense. Right? I mean,
so I'd be very interested. Are the hotels being built? They're not going to be done under his regime.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. No, if it doesn't make economic sense, it's not going to be built. That's just the bottom line.
So you mean
line.
You're not building not it just every, for the goodness of your heart?
No, we're not. And the bottom line is most hotels that are going up in Southern California aren't being built by Disney. They're being built by people who are scrapping together money from family, friends, you know,
whoever they can get a hold of.
Whoever they can get a hold of. You know, Disney is they're the outlier.
Sure.
There aren't a lot of Disneys out there that are building hotels and have that much plus cash. But I can tell you, Disney, they're savvy business people. If it doesn't make economic sense, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, if they can't make money, they don't care. Go move on.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not nonprofit businesses.
And that's the part that a lot of politicians don't want to think about because – they can just print more money or borrow more money.
Or frankly, I'm just going to tell you, I think steal money. When you raise taxes on people like some of these people do, you're taking money out of my pocket. And
right.
I'm the one who's doing all the heavy lifting on this. And what's another sad part is we've become so numb to it here in California. Our taxes are being raised all the time. And you look at the net migration into this country, into the state. For the last 2 years, we've lost population. People are moving out. Businesses are moving out of the state. This is the was at one time the greatest state in the country.
It just that part of it just baffles me. And I watch a lot on the, what do they call it, the how money walks or how money moves.
Okay.
And I think the last numbers I looked at was we lose for almost like 15 years now, $58 billion a year in
yeah.
adjusted gross income leaves the state.
Yeah, that's right. And I saw a similar stat on that. And the answers for a lot of these politicians is let's just raise more taxes. Well, folks, let's think about that. At some point, it gets so burdensome to live here that people start to move, businesses start to move, and then we can't keep raising taxes. It's just, it's not the way to do it. But I get it's hard. It is hard to be, to come up, to create revenue streams. If you're just a mom and pop barber shop or a grocery store, the hard thing is increasing revenue.
Sure.
That's the hard part, right?
Absolutely.
So expanding your marketing dollars. And the way that we do that in international economy is to create more businesses, not force them out. And so my sense is we have to reduce the regulatory hurdles that are out there so that people can build businesses, attract people here, make this the land of opportunity. I travel, I've been to not as many as many people, but mid 40s, probably 44 different countries. And there was a time when no matter where you went in the world, there are two things. They love that you're from the U.S. And when you said you're from California, their eyes got even bigger and more starry. You
really?
Know, people loved the idea of California. They're not, that's not, so outside, there's still great brand equity. But inside, most of my friends, they kind of roll their eyes. There isn't a lot of optimism about the state of California right now.
No, and it's funny because you listen to certain people and they tell you how great it is and how great our budget is and our fiscal numbers are. And then you say, well, then why do we need Measure 6 to raise more money if we've got so much?
Yeah, yeah. I don't. The business people that I talk to, they're not that optimistic about it.
No.
And that's pretty darn sad. When you have the people who are driving the economy,
right,
who don't have a level of optimism about it, we're in sad straits. Because that's one of the, I think, moral obligations of leadership is to inspire optimism in the people that you lead.
That's a great, great comment right there. We're going to talk more about that, the optimism of leadership. We're going to talk more with Larry Broughton about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat a little bit about myths holding back home buyers and what is the average used car loan rate, all that and more. Reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, the 79564, find your dream home before someone else does. Two myths holding back home buyers. I am hearing it more and more. The Urban Institute recently released a report entitled Barriers to Accessing Home Ownership, Down Payment, Credit, and Affordability, which revealed that, quote, consumers often think they need to put more money down to purchase a home than is actually required. In 2017 survey, 68% of renters cited saving for a down payment as an obstacle to home ownership. 39% of renters believe that more than 20% is needed for a down payment, and many renters are unaware of low down payment programs. Myth number one, I need a 20% down payment. Buyers often overestimate the down payment funds needed to qualify for a home loan. According to the same report, quote, most potential home buyers are largely unaware that there are low down payment and no down payment assistance programs available at the local, state, and federal levels to help eligible borrowers secure an affordable down payment. These numbers do not differ much between non-owners and homeowners. For example, 30% of homeowners and 39% of renters believe that you need more than 20% for a down payment, while many believe that they need at least 20% down to buy their dream homes. They do not realize that there are programs available which allow them to put down as little as 3%. Many renters actually may be able to enter the housing market sooner than they ever imagine, with programs that have emerged allowing less cash out of pocket. Myth number two, I need a 780 FICO score. I hope that you know better than that. Similar to the down payment, many either don't know or are misinformed about what FICO score is necessary to qualify. Many Americans believe a good credit score is 780 or higher. No, you can get loans financed 600, all the way down to the 600s. How about if you can't document your income? Got three different individuals right now that, believe it or not, I know you heard this one before, stated income loans. They're not quite as easy as they once were, but stated income loans are available, so you don't even have to have much income if you can prove that you can repay the loan. Let's chat, get on the right program to getting a new home. Get your financing in place, then get out with a great real estate professional. You can do it. It's not that difficult. You just need to have some great counsel. That's the whole issue right there. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation, Larry Broughton is in the house talking about business and leadership. Before the break, you started talking, Larry, about inspiring leadership. And I don't know about you. I listen to Mad Max every once in a while. And I'm not sure if that's the leadership. I think that we were talking about inspiring.
No, that's a bunch of squealing. I'm talking about inspiring optimism among the people that you lead. And I think that that's lacking in many segments of society. I talk about that in the book, that we have a crisis of leadership. You and I have talked about this before, both offline and on the show. I just really feel like it's easy to get people into this, you know, frothy frenzy. But, you know, you just mentioned a thing when you're talking about getting mortgages, about good counsel.
Right.
Good counsel is so important in every area of our life. Right. If you don't have good counsel and you're not actually asking questions, which I think is a lost art.
Absolutely.
In this country, actually have a conversation. Instead, we just spout these sound bites that we saw on a meme on some social media. And because we can't back it up, then we get defensive. When we get defensive, the temperature goes up. And I see that with a lot of politicians. For crying out loud, we can't even get our representatives in the House of Congress to make votes, to take votes, even in the Senate. So what do? They kick the can down the road and let the Supreme Court make a decision, right? When these are the things that they ought to be doing. It's just, it's sad. Top to bottom, it is sad. But here is the thing, I think, with leadership. It takes guts.
That's the whole thing.
It takes courage. Courage changes everything. And we lack it.
So one of the things I wanted to throw at you, Larry, is because before we went on air today, and obviously we're in a very polarized society now, that one of the things I think is a positive for our society is there's a lot of military or retired military running for office right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the military folks are they've got the training in leadership. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of training in doing for others.
Yeah.
And they've got a training in getting things done, not just looking. They're not out there looking for me in my next position.
No.
That's not the military background.
That's
You've got obviously a military background. We didn't talk about your background today, but we have in the past. You are a retired military. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to change if we can get enough retired military into Congress?
Well, listen, I think no, I'm not retired military. I spent 9 years in. I just got out on my own. I didn't do a full 20 years. I know it's semantics, but I just want to make sure that people know I am not retired military. I spent 9 years in the military, almost eight were in special forces. Well, listen, just like any segment of society, there are knucklehead military veterans.
Okay.
All right, there are knuckleheads everywhere. But you're right when it comes down to most veterans, most military folks understand the importance of selfless leadership. Putting others in front of our own agenda. Okay. They understand the importance of taking action, being action oriented. General Patton had a great quote that said, a good plan violently executed today is better than a perfect plan next week. It's talking about taking action, getting things done, moving the needle. So I hope so, because here's what the thing is with these vets. They've already proven that they have a spirit of service, right? When you put on the uniform, you go into the service. And so they've already proven that they're willing to do that. They're willing to, worst case scenario, lay down their life for something that they believe in. So that tells me that their heart is in the right place, usually. Sadly, most politicians that I know, not all, I think that generally they are good-hearted people. But when the chips are down, are they willing to do the hard right over the easy wrong to make those tough decisions? I haven't seen it.
I'm with you. I agree.
I haven't seen it, but I do
think
they're
more concerned about getting reelected than doing making that tough vote.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think sometimes you've got to make those tough decisions. But the thing is, if you're going to make a tough decision that's going to ruffle feathers of your constituency, I think the best thing to do is get out in front of it and talk about why you're making that decision. But they're so afraid of hurting people's feelings or thinking that they can't. We're a pretty smart populace.
Right.
But what we don't have is time. We don't take the time to become educated for this
wise
counsel. And this is where I think that our elected representatives, part of their role ought to be wise counsel for their constituents, educate people. This is why, like it or not, the president, he is out in front of people all the time. Now, believe me, he is a marketer. You know, Seth Godin has a book, you know, that says all marketers are liars. Right.
Sure. Uh-huh.
What he's talking about is embellishment. You know,
right.
You have to push the envelope a little bit. Right. Now, whether you like this president or not, he has done a really good job of getting out and getting his message out there on some of the pet issues that he wants people talking about.
Right. And whether you like it or not, at least you know where he stands.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of us get frustrated by politicians who say whatever they think is convenient.
Yeah.
This president seems like, you know, if you like him, fine. If you don't like him, fine.
Well, listen, every president since, you know, and I've studied this a lot, they all have lied.
Sure.
They all have lied. Now, some have done it with more finesse. Some have their lies of omission just by not saying anything.
Right.
But come on, folks, let's open up our eyes. This is a hardball. This is bare knuckle fighting.
Sure.
And this president, I think, is just more open.
Yeah, he's saying what a lot of us are thinking, but many of us don't want to say.
Yeah.
Right. But I think I like going back, and I want to repeat what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Is the idea of getting educated and debating as opposed to just being insulting.
Yeah.
Is the way I heard what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. When political discourse turns into name calling. You had thrown a couple of words out earlier that's happening right in local, you know, council members' chambers, words that we can't even say on the air.
Right.
When people devolve to that, where you're calling, you know, using really nasty words to describe somebody, it means that you don't have an argument.
Right.
You know, I love the idea of going back to the classic debate and just conversation.
Sure.
Just have a conversation. Here's what I'm looking for with people. I want to seek understanding and not necessarily agreement. If at least I understand where you're coming from, then we can have a conversation.
Sure. And we can learn something.
Exactly.
Right? We can learn. I mean, we all have something. I don't know anybody in my world that, or my sphere, that doesn't have something to learn.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, if I think everybody shuts down that learning when the insults start.
Yeah. One of the mantras that I have is in my brain is, thanks for the reminder. Because we've heard this stuff over and over again, right? But we put our fist up in front of us.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to listen anymore. And sometimes when we hear something more than once, it's because, well, we need to hear it
right
more than once. And that's the learning that you're talking about, right?
Right.
Think about times when you've gotten in a disagreement with a loved one, right? If you would have said, ugh, I already know that, and put your fist up in front of you, and instead you would have said, thanks for the reminder. I need to listen to this. How would that conversation have gone?
Yeah, probably gone a lot better probably not had near the
number of nights on the couch.
Exactly. We're going to talk more with Larry Brodler. We're going to chat about the book when we come back. Victory, 7 Revolutionary Strategies for Entrepreneurs to Launch Your Business, Elevate Your Impact, and Transform Your Life. We're going to chat about that a little bit when we come back. And we'll also see, anyway, I don't know, maybe we won't even talk about the average used car loan rate. We might save that for tomorrow. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. To do this, send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. I know that because they're all wrong. I've never seen one that's completely accurate, and I've been looking at credit reports many decades now. Get on the site CreditSanitizer.com. Get the weekly emails. Just start working on your report. Go to MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com. Get your real FICO score, not the FICO scores that you get from Credit Karma and the likes. Go over there, get that information, and get your numbers, get your report upgraded, get it corrected. How fast can a secured credit card improve my credit? That is one of the questions we have for you today. Well, that happens pretty quick. Generally, within about 30 to 60 days, if you've got that secured card, you don't have to have any credit at all to get a secured card. All you're really doing is putting up a deposit. You get a credit card from the company for basically the limit is the amount that you put up to be secured. Make your payments on time. Make sure they're a company that reports, and you'll see the benefits happen fairly quickly. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Talking this morning, Larry Broughton is in the house. We've been chatting with Larry about leadership, about business, about some of the incentives of doing business in different communities. But Larry's got an Amazon number one bestseller.
That's right.
Pretty nice. How many books have you written?
I think that one's probably number five.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got a long title, though. I couldn't remember this whole title.
No, you go by Victory. Just go by Victory. Go to Amazon.com and go to look for Victory Larry Broughton. It's on there. But that subtitle tells you what this book is about, for sure.
So tell me a little bit about it. What is it? What inspired it?
Well, I wrote the first edition of this probably 7 years ago with a writing partner. But so much has changed in the world of entrepreneurship in the last several years, I thought we needed to do it again. I believe that capitalism and entrepreneurism are the answers to a lot of life's problems. All right. I think if you want to create wealth, if you want to create legacy, if you want to make an impact, if you want to live a life of significance and make a significant positive impact on the world, that's through entrepreneurship and capitalism. Sadly, Ron, you know, there was a survey or a study that Harvard had done a couple of years ago that said that 33% of young Americans, that's 18 to 29 years old, had positive view of socialism and preferred socialism over capitalism. And
they ever watch the news about what's going on in Venezuela right now?
Yeah, that's the problem. We were talking about education earlier, right? And only 42% had a positive view of capitalism and thought that capitalism was a preferred form of economic system. That's scary to
me.
That is very scary to me. But, additionally, there was a report or a paper that was written, and I'm going to pull this out because I can never remember the name of it. But back in 2009, there was the National Bureau of Economic Research. There's a paper written, this is the title, it's kind of wonkish, but the Parametric Estimations of World Distribution of Income. However, if you read this, what you find, since 1970, 80% of the world's poverty has been eliminated. Okay, 80%.
Wow.
And that's people that lived a dollar a day or below, right? That's cut down by 80%. Do you ever hear about that?
No.
No, you don't hear about it. And how has that happened? Well, it's happened through commerce. It's happened through small micro entrepreneurship. It's happened through the distribution of wealth. That doesn't. That's
not a great
narrative.
Distribution of wealth, not redistribution.
That's exactly what I said. Exactly, which means my efforts, my sweat, my ideas brought money into me and my family, and I redistributed that through, not the government distributing it.
Right.
So that flies in the face of the socialist, banners that people are waving or bumper stickers that people are spouting these days. So I believe that the business ownership and entrepreneurship is the answer. That's why I wrote the book. And I have interviewed and mentored, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs at this point. And so what I did is just took those, culled them down to 7 great ideas. And so that people can use this as a roadmap to launch their business or take their business that they're currently running to great levels.
So is that what it is? Is it's basically a guide for me as to how I can really.
It is. If you're just looking for, you know, insight on entrepreneurship, it's good for you too. But I'll tell you, I mean, I've received hundreds of letters and emails from people who say, damn, just the introduction and this chapter called Freedom Road that's near the end of the book is worth it, that it's very inspiring and gives people great ideas. But what I've done is just each letter in the word victory, this is an acrostic. So V is for vision, I is for intel, C is for coaching and mentoring, T is for teams, O is for operations, R is for rapid action, and Y is for you. Like, what are the characteristics of a great entrepreneur? And so that's what it is. It's a bestseller. It's, as you had said, JJ Ramberg, who is the host of Your Business on MSNBC, wrote the foreword. Anthony Melchiori, who's a great entrepreneur, who has several shows on the Travel Channel, wrote the afterword for the book. Got a lot of great, testimonials, from, you know, all kinds of people.
I saw on here one of the great inspirational leaders of the world, in my opinion, Darren Hardy, looks like is a comment on here also.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Darren's got a huge, huge following.
He sure
also
does. Yeah, he is former publisher of Success Magazine. Yeah.
I was shocked when I saw MSNB Hee-Haw as noted on the bottom there.
Well, listen, if they're gonna say great things. No, actually, if you've not seen Your Business with J.J. Ramberg, it's actually the longest running show for small businesses in the country. I think
really?
They're in their 10th or 11th season.
Wow.
At this point, it's on Saturdays and Sunday mornings.
I might have to record it, and I won't tell anybody that I have something on my TV from MSNB Hee-Haw, right? But I mean, that's fascinating that would be in there because yeah. I mean, you don't, you know, they seem to be very, 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 very liberal station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, take a look at her show. There's no politics at all. It's all about business. But as you read through, there are page after page of testimonials in here, and there's people from both sides of the political and economic aisle who found great value in the book.
So let me ask you this question there, because one of the things that I ran across when I had my business is I had to learn that not everybody has the same drive that I have.
No, absolutely not.
And it's not a problem, right? As long as they, you know, that I have to recognize that, you know, they're happy running the warehouse or they're happy doing what they're doing. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's one of the challenges for a lot of new leaders is that they get very frustrated that my team doesn't have the same passion or dedication that I do. Yeah, but they're not the business owner either, and you can't expect that. If their values may be different, their goals may be different than yours, but we need everybody. You can't run your team without them. They don't bring any less value to the organization, but your expectations cannot be the same for somebody who's running the warehouse as you or the CEO of your organization. You got to manage
sense.
Your own expectations.
And that's part of being the leader, right? Is getting the best out of everybody for what they are.
Yeah, I think another challenge with leaders like this is they think that they can treat everyone the same, and you can't. You have to treat everyone fairly, but you can't treat everyone the same because we are all different. We all show up differently. We all have different strengths, different levels of capacity to grow. This is not easy. It is not easy. If this were easy, everyone would be doing it.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. So let me throw this one at you. I'm sure you've seen this, especially being a hotel owner operator.
Uh-huh.
This Measure L going through. What would that do with some of your properties with the minimum wage here in Anaheim?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a scary proposition for starters. I'll tell you, many of our businesses would probably close.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at some of that and I say that
that's the minimum wage. Not everyone's making minimum wage. So if the minimum person is making $15 an hour, that means that anybody who's making more than $50 has to then be bumped up.
Right. Right?
Here's the this is just to me it is a it's a disincentive for high performers. All right. I think that I love the compassion that people have, that we want to help people out of poverty. But what does that do to the high performers?
Sure.
Right? The high performers would say, why should I even try hard? Right. I'm just going to give up. I heard somebody describe socialism this way one day, and I may butcher this. Imagine that you're taking a test and you get an A. Have you heard this one before?
It's great.
And everybody else gets an E or fails, whatever it is. And then, we're just going to average this out and everybody gets a C.
Right.
Right. All right. So that's a bummer. Well, the next time, right, why should I try? Everybody gets a C, right?
Right.
So I'm going to get a C, and then it just
fails. I'll get a D, and then everyone's failing.
Everybody's failing. Well, I think it's the same thing with this Measure L, the minimum wage thing.
And you need to bring people into the hotels and your businesses that have that are getting paid commensurate with training.
Well, of course you do. But the problem is so what we'll try to do from the start, we'll try to raise our rates.
Okay.
All right. So then you raise your rates. And then what about that city across the street that doesn't have $15 an hour? Where do you think it's going to go? People are going to go. If you're going to get basically the same product, it's just bad politics. It's bad. It's bad.
It's amazing. Well, we're going to see what happens tomorrow with it. Great information. Larry, thanks for coming in. Good book again, Victory. Go to Amazon. You can get that right there. Larry Broughton. Those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you can probably see it in my hand here. If not, we'll put a link to it on the website.
Audible is coming, Ron.
Audible's coming. I need that one. I can't read. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.